From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. It looks like there won't be a permanent cap for BP's damaged Gulf oil well for a while longer. NPR's Laura Seidel reports the federal official overseeing the disaster wants more testing before BP finishes drilling a relief well.
Retired Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says it could be as late as Monday or even early Tuesday before officials know the results of the tests. It's likely it will be Tuesday at the earliest before he gives his final orders to proceed with the relief well. The relief well will intercept any oil from the runaway well. As of now, the hole is not plugged to Allen's satisfaction. Meanwhile, President Obama is visiting the Florida Panhandle. The president says he will take a plunge into the waters that absorbed as much as 200 million gallons of oil.
Beaches all along the Gulf Coast are clean, they are safe, and they are open for business. That's one of the reasons Michelle, Sasha, and I are here.
The White House scheduled the trip after criticism that the president wasn't taking his own advice that Americans should vacation in the Gulf. Laura Seidel, NPR News.
President Obama says Muslims have the same right to freedom of religion as everyone else in America, but he's not commenting on the wisdom of putting a mosque near Ground Zero in New York. While in Florida, Mr. Obama said Muslims have the right to build a mosque near the site of the 9/11 attacks, but he isn't saying whether it's a good idea. A U.S. contractor in Afghanistan is under investigation for possibly cheating the government. The Lewis Berger Group manages more than $1 billion in reconstruction projects and is suspected of inflating invoices to the U.S. Agency for International Development. Buffalo, New York police have arrested 25-year-old Keith Johnson in the shooting outside a city restaurant. Four people were killed and four wounded. And Jim Ranney of member station WNED says they had been celebrating a wedding anniversary.
Police say eight people were shot outside a popular restaurant in the city's downtown business district. One of the victims was a man who traveled with his wife from Texas to celebrate their one-year wedding anniversary with family and friends in Buffalo. Police Commissioner Daniel Durenda says the victims were leaving a party inside the restaurant when the gunfire erupted. He's urging witnesses to come forward.
Some of the details are still sketchy. We are making progress, but again, I can't emphasize enough how we need the public to get involved, and people that witnessed it, please come forward.
Authorities say all of the victims are in their late 20s or early 30s. For NPR News, I'm Jim Ranney in Buffalo.
Big Brother is watching your backyard. In Riverhead, New York, officials recently used Google Earth to identify hundreds of homes that did not have safety permits for swimming pools. Privacy advocates are concerned that other municipalities may follow suit with that practice. This is NPR. The Israeli suspected in a series of stabbings in three states will stay in Georgia a few more days. Elias Abu El Azam was arrested at the Atlanta airport as he prepared to fly to Israel. He's wanted in Michigan, but a state police official says he won't be brought back in the next few days. Authorities have 2 weeks to extradite the 33-year-old to the state where most of the attacks occurred. A master of the accordion has died. NPR's John Burnett reports Steve Jordan died in San Antonio, Texas, after battling liver cancer.
Though nominally a South Texas conjunto musician, Esteban Steve Jordan expanded the sound and scope of the accordion and came to be regarded as the most original accordionist in the world. He used electronic effects like phase shifters and fuzz boxes to explore the possibilities of the instrument, and he loved to play Latin jazz. Notoriously unpredictable offstage, Jordan came alive on stage with his black eye patch and flamboyant clothes. In recent years, fans sought him out in San Antonio, but most nights he was too sick to play. Steve Jordan was 71. John Burnett, NPR News.
There was a flashback of sorts in New York today.
Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me.
Singers belted out the Andrews Sisters music as hundreds of couples donned sailors' caps and nurses' uniforms and locked lips in Times Square. They were recreating the famous Life magazine photograph of the passionate kiss that came to symbolize euphoria over the end of World War II. I'm Pam Coulter, NPR News in Washington. Support.